In Iraq, in the southern city of Najaf, U.S. tanks today moved within 500 yards of the Imam Ali Mosque. The shrine is now used as a base by followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Two U.S. soldiers were killed in fighting there yesterday. U.S. and Iraqi forces are trying to rout a stubborn rebel force in this densely populated city. The conditions are similar to those American troops met months ago during fighting in the city of Fallujah, west of Baghdad. As Day to Day's Eric Kneeler reports, U.S. commanders say lessons from that fight may apply today.
U.S. Marines and soldiers fighting in Najaf for the past few weeks have been up against an insurgency that the U.S. says doesn't play by the rules of combat. Marine Lieutenant Colonel T.V. Johnson says Marines feel they are fighting at a disadvantage.
The guys we're up against there continue to use the holy sites, such as the cemetery that everyone's heard quite a bit about. They're continuing to use it as a base of operations, a fighting ground. We're responding to their attacks, but we're also taking extreme care to cause as little damage as possible.
Fighting in Najaf parallels in some ways the combat in Fallujah in April. There, U.S. Marines invaded the city, killing hundreds of rebel fighters. Several hundred civilians were also killed. After a ceasefire agreement, the Marines turned over control of Fallujah to an Iraqi force. That agreement allowed insurgents to remain in the city. Adi Dawisha is an Iraqi-born political scientist at the University of Miami in Ohio. He says that was a big mistake.
One of the major errors that we have been making over the last 9 months is to attack groups that are against the political order and then ease off when we're in sight of victory. I mean,
Dawisha says fighters in Fallujah declared victory and have continued to launch attacks against Iraqi and U.S. forces. Dawisha says that everyone in Iraq is now watching the outcome in Najaf.
The insurgents in Fallujah are looking very closely at the insurgency in Najaf. And if we are to allow yet another ceasefire in which Muqtada al-Sadr can go around saying he won against the greatest superpower in the world yet again, then that's going to give the Fallujans heart.
Lieutenant Colonel Brennan Byrne of the 1st Marine Division led nearly 1,200 Marines into Fallujah in April. His forces captured about a quarter of the city and then were ordered to leave 3 weeks later. Byrne said in a recent interview that the final outcome in Fallujah was acceptable and that heavy fighting forced the rebels to negotiate.
The fact that we killed and wounded up to 3,000 insurgents in the city left no one, I'm sure, on the other side as to doubt our resolve or willingness. And it's like my father used to tell me back in the old days, the bad guys only start talking or negotiating when things aren't going their way.
Byrne said the political realities at the time demanded an Iraqi solution rather than a U.S. military one. That controversial remedy was the so-called Fallujah Brigade, which now barely controls the city.
Well, we went into the city knowing that ultimately the goal was to turn the city back over to an Iraqi security force. And what was created in the Fallujah Brigade met that standard. The fact that I didn't have to have more Marines wounded or killed in that city, I mean, that was fine.
Marine officials in Iraq also agree there are big differences between Fallujah and Najaf. First, the Iraqi government will decide whether to attack the holy sites in Najaf in consultation with U.S. military leaders. Marine spokesman Johnson points out other key differences.
Here we are supporting the Iraqi security forces in Najaf. There is a prime minister who supports military intervention if this cannot be resolved peacefully. So I think the situations are pretty much worlds apart here.
Marine officials say Iraqi forces, not U.S. troops, will be used if there is a final offensive. Observers say this will be a test for Iraq's government and its U.S.-trained army. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.